there's plenty of time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You know, I made a note earlier and didn't actually review it until just now. Brett is here with us from School Sucks Project, and School Sucks Project is a great podcast. It is done, but you do one episode weekly or sometimes more than one?
I shoot for 6 or 7 a month, and a lot of my work is actually spent doing video production.
And SchoolSucksProject.com is where you can go to access those podcasts, as well as your YouTube channel. And is there a forum there? I think there is.
There is a forum, and people can actually go and create groups. So if people are high school students or homeschoolers, they can, if there's not an existing group for their educational interest, they can create it, and every group has its own dedicated forum.
Now, you had mentioned something in the last hour of the show about buying alcohol for minors. It was a call that we had come in, and he kind of referenced a conversation that was had on your show about this topic, and I don't know what he was referring to.
Sure.
I haven't heard the conversation.
My most recent podcast was called What We Can Learn from 20 Years of Zero Tolerance. So zero tolerance in schools, this non-deliberative disciplinary, it's not even really a process. There's just automatic punishments. It's thought-free.
Yeah, off with the head.
Yep. You don't have to negotiate. You don't have to take in extenuating circumstances.
Right. Doesn't matter if the kid's never been in trouble before or anything like that. It's just maximum punishment.
So it's basically another way that school strips the humanity out of dealing with young people.
Right.
And zero tolerance, in addition to being cruel and unusual, has not produced the results that people were told it would produce a generation ago when it began. The story that the caller was referencing was, I am young enough, I guess, or zero tolerance has been around long enough, that I was caught in the middle of a zero tolerance-like policy. I also learned recently from listening to you on Puke in the Gang, another show, that the host of that actually was a victim of zero tolerance back in the day.
Hmm.
So my story very, very quickly was we bought alcohol.
And how old were you?
I was 16 or 17. Okay. We obtained alcohol through a contact we had for younger students. One of the students then was taking some kind of medication that didn't mix well with alcohol.
Boy. Oh.
Drove to a bridge and jumped.
Whoa.
And an investigation began.
Did the person die?
No.
Okay.
It was a high bridge. It was over 100 feet. It was winter. Had all the makings of a death, but the person lived, recovered, and returned to school before the investigation even concluded.
Wow.
So, but because such an event came of this night of drinking for these young kids, it was pinned on us. An investigation began. All of the sophomores who we'd bought alcohol for gave the police our names, of course. So the funny thing was, it wasn't funny at all at the time. It's funny 20 years later. It happened within the radius of something called the drug-free school zone. The people's house where the party was, where I had transported alcohol,
was within 1,000 feet of school.
And through the school letting the police in to basically question us, I lost my license, which led to me losing the job that I had at the time. And I think it was 30 days my license was suspended, and I was charged with transportation of alcohol by a minor. It's the first time I ever saw, and the only time, even though it's a regular occurrence in schools today, I ever saw a group of five police walk into a school cafeteria, stand up one of my friends, handcuff them in front of everybody, and march them out of the school. So it was a very difficult thing, but that's how I was introduced to these kinds of policies in 1994 and maybe even into January.
Was it called zero tolerance back then?
I
never heard those buzzwords until I was an adult.
Zero tolerance goes back even further than that. Zero tolerance policies, the implementation of zero tolerance policies was the early 90s. So maybe when I was in middle school, zero tolerance began in some places. New Hampshire is actually, interestingly enough, the only state that has this extension radius of the drug-free school zone. And
I don't think you're right about that.
That I know of at the time.
They had drug-free school zones in Florida.
Oh, there's drug-free school zones everywhere. Like, I would think every school in the country might at this point be in a drug-free school zone. But only New Hampshire, to the best of my knowledge, extends beyond the actual property of the school into private property.
that's what the drug-free school zone is all about, from my understanding of having experienced it in Florida, that it was a certain, like, 1,000 feet, some sort of arbitrary number beyond the school property. So any homes, any private homes that would have been within that 1,000 feet, if somebody sold some drugs or possessed some drugs in those places, they would have been in violation of the drug-free school zone.
And the police got me to admit to transporting through their investigative tactics.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, as a junior or a senior, you have no skills. You haven't been taught this in school.
Oh, absolutely not.
And you mean how to stand up for yourself and not answer police questions?
Absolutely.
Well, that was the other thing, too, is that how the school was involved in the investigation, because not only did I not know that I didn't have to talk to police, when you're in English class and you're 16, and somebody comes over the loudspeaker and says, Brett, do not come to the principal's office. And you get to the principal's office, and police detectives are there.
That's scary.
It doesn't really feel like you have a choice in anything.
Yeah, sure.
So
you certainly can't leave.
Right, right. Absolutely not.
How old are you, Brett Pinnon? Because it sounds like we're about the same age.
I'm 36.
Oh, okay. You're a little older than me.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go back to the phones here and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. We've got Fred listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I've called you. What I'd like to do is very quickly enlighten your expectations of getting a fair trial on something as simple as a parking violation. And this is actually happening. I'm fighting this ticket. It's only $55, but it's the principal. And
wow.
This is
where are you in California, if I may ask?
I'm in Santa Cruz, and okay. I got this ticket in San Jose. And let's look at what the situation is here. I get this ticket. I have three levels of appeal. One, I did. I sent in pictures and a written statement. Of course, that's denied, but not denied by whom? Now, I am the defendant in this case. The second step in the process is to file a written declaration. And that consists of more pictures and explanations. However, I also have to get information from the city of San Jose, which in this case is the plaintiff. So we have a conflict of interest. Now, the city is required to keep a record of all curbs being painted, and also they're required to state what type of paint. They're held to the Department of Transportation standards. Now, I have not received this information in time for my second step, which is that declaration. Now, we have a conflict of interest going on here. Now, usually when you go to court, the court is there, the judge is there to protect your right under the, in this case, the state constitution.
Yeah, right. When have you ever experienced a judge who cares about protecting your rights?
Right. It's actually it's the biggest cash cow for cities everywhere. So what I'm running
parking
into...
Parking
is pretty big money.
I'm asking you if parking is the biggest cash cow.
But look what we're dealing with here. I have to go to the plaintiff to get information that will defend my case and overturn, you know, the $55. So they're not cooperating. Okay, so now I'll eventually go to court. Now, ask yourself this question. I walk into this court as a plaintiff. Now, where is the cause of action? Where is the injured party?
Yeah, those things don't exist. I mean, these are administrative tribunals, and you can ask all those questions that you want in court, and essentially the judge is going to blow you off, and you'll be found guilty. Is this how many times have you challenged a parking ticket before?
This is the first time. My next question to that judge is, what is your position in this case? Because if you watch the money flow, the money collected by the traffic court goes to pay for
his salary.
And that's
I'm interested to know how this pans out, Fred. Call us when your trial happens. It should be interesting. Thanks for the call.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We're back. You can take control here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts here. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, 855-450-3733. And features on our website include a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can get quick access to our live streams and the podcast by going to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
If you want great coffee, BuzzBox Coffee certainly fits that bill. If you want great coffee where you can help other people in foreign countries that want to work to make a better life for themselves, BuzzBox Coffee is the only coffee for you. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound. Try it out.
See if you enjoy it. It's available there for you. I think you will, because I certainly like it. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You cover shipping. We'll cover the pound. You sign up for the program where they ship you on a regular basis. I think it's every 4 weeks to start a certain amount of coffee. And you can modify the, you know, how often you get it sent and how much you get sent. But I'm getting, I guess, a pound every 2 weeks or something like that. Actually, 3 pounds every 6 weeks. But that, you know. You can do fractions, can't you, Brett?
Sure. Yeah. So what are the numbers?
It's 3 and 6.
People have half.
Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones and your thoughts. Christian's in West Virginia listening to WBTS in Charleston. Hey, Christian.
Hey, and I wanted to comment on my own personal experience with the lovely zero tolerance policy.
Please do.
About 12 years ago, my son was about 9 years old and still in school. At the time, he had taken a toy gun to school, a multicolored toy gun that, you know, his grandmother had purchased at a dollar store somewhere. It was more akin to like a Star Trek phaser than a real gun. Long story short.
I'd like to say, before you go on here, when I was in kindergarten, I remember wearing my cowboy suit. I had a cowboy suit with the Western style shirt that was blue, like baby blue and black, had a cowboy hat, and the shiny pistols that were sort of the pearlescent handles, you know, those kind of things. I had the whole deal, and I wore that to school one day.
Well, Mark, you know those days are long gone, buddy.
They are long gone.
Long gone. You know, obviously, being a child, he wanted to show off his toy. He apparently showed the wrong kid, who then informed the teacher saying that he had a gun. I was called from work to come down and pick up my son who, you know, they told me on the phone, you need to come pick him up. He has a weapon. I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, I get there, and this is my first encounter with, you know, a mindless bureaucrat who portrays herself as a school principal telling me that they have a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to weapons. And when she showed me the gun, my exact words were an expletive. You know, you've got to be blanking kidding me. And she, of course, explained that, no, this is our policy. And I said, well, what happened to common sense? And I remember picking up a pen off of her desk, and I said, this is more of a weapon than what you're saying is a deadly weapon on school property. So
I'm just curious. I'm just curious, Christian. The kind of gun, was it like a Nerf gun? Was it a gun with electronic noises?
No, it literally came from a dollar store. It didn't make a noise. It didn't fire a projectile. It literally was a dollar piece of multicolored plastic.
Okay. So a piece of molded plastic. It didn't even squirt. It wasn't even a squirt gun from the dollar store.
And you're absolutely sure it didn't fire pens?
It fired absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I'd like to say another thing is there, I having spent a little time in prison, I've seen a lot more people injured with pencils, stabbed in them, stabbed with pencils, and hit in the head with locks on the end of a piece of string or a sheet or something like that. So these padlocks that they lock their lockers up with.
Those on your shoelaces or something like that.
That's exactly what they do.
How long ago was this?
This would have been around 2002, 2003.
All right. Well, my story was in 1994, but that's enough of a progression where I do have to say, based on what I've read and what I've seen, as sad as it is and as silly as it is, you're kind of lucky you didn't have to pick him up at the police station.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. He was suspended, you know, on the spot, suspended, pending expulsion. He was being charged with possession of a deadly weapon. Yes. Possession of a deadly weapon was
charged?
The charge.
As in by the police?
As in by the school, by the board of administration. Possession of a deadly weapon on school property was what they stated. He was suspended.
What is the potential punishment for one who is found guilty of such a possession charge?
Expulsion from school and
this
on
is policy. It's not law.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So it's not a criminal charge. It's just an internal administrative sort of situation.
Charge.
So,
it's a charge.
So then I guess if you wanted to, you could have just said, well, great, I don't really want my son to go to this school anymore, so screw you.
Well, what I ended up doing, moving wasn't an option at the time, so I did get a lawyer. Cost me around about $400-$500. We went to the Board of Administration, the Board of Education, rather. My lawyer walked in. It was literally 20 minutes. She was like, this is moronic. you know, use your brain. And he went back to school the next day.
But it would be embarrassing, I would think, to be an administrator in that situation. I would be really embarrassed. I mean, every adult knows that this is not a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
And just to be caught up in that kind of thoughtless bureaucracy.
Well, I do think that the teaching profession tends to attract the more liberal leaning. And I think a lot of sort of some of these, you know, liberal types really do believe that you're teaching your kid to be a killer when you allow them to play with guns.
That's a good point.
What they're thinking is that, look, you're just creating a mass murderer in training here.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, my father always said, those that can do and those that can't teach.
Good story, Christian. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, you don't have to move if you want to get your kids out of the government schools. Just take them out and either homeschool or unschool or send them to a private school. But I really love the unschooling idea personally. I mean, just the people's stories of the having kids that unschool is just absolutely amazing.
The problem with homeschooling and unschooling is that you need to work hard to develop or find a network of people that do the same thing, or one parent needs to not work. And those can be daunting for people.
It's helpful, but another thing that actually is it can build some encouragement for parents who have been trained to think that they can't do this. I'm not a professional. Mm-hmm. I don't have an education degree. A step in the right direction is stop calling it homeschooling. Stop thinking about doing school at home. Only school can do school, you know? You are doing home education. You're doing natural learning, and it can start at any time, and it can happen anywhere. And, yeah, Mark is absolutely right that it's helpful to be around a network of like-minded people. It always is for everything,
sure,
you know? So that's great, but the child has the best teacher it's ever he or she is ever going to have inside, and it's their curiosity and get them out of school before school crushes it.
Don't you think that if they have been in school, public or private, and you take them out and try to do the unschooling thing or the child-directed learning thing or whatever, that there's a decompression period?
There's a long decompression period that even comes down to things like sleep cycles and eating cycles. Suddenly, you don't have to ask permission to speak and move.
You don't have to go to the bathroom in the morning.
It's an entire lifestyle change that obviously there's going to be a period of adjustment and decompression.
Let's come back with more here in moments. Your calls, welcome. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Tell us your story and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And let me just say, if you are on hold waiting to get on Free Talk Live, it is not going to help you to send messages via email complaining about being on hold. Not going to help you get on the air with us any faster.
Well, we got to take calls, right? I mean, you know, and there's other people on, and
we do have to take calls, yes. Well, but I'm not going to be as likely to take your call if you're bothering me via email by complaining about the fact that you're on hold. Dave in New York, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, doing great. What's on your mind?
I am just sick and tired of being called a leech. I am not a leech. And I was also banned from your message board because people have been harassing me. I am tired of being harassed. I am tired of being called a pedo. And I am tired of being called a leech. I am not a leech. I want to be unbanned from the message board. I am not
Which
a leech.
Message
I am
board,
not
Dave?
A leech.
Which message board?
Yours. I am not a leech. I am not a pedo. I am not. I am sick and tired of being harassed by all of these boneheads, morons, and...
Well, it's not harassment when somebody bans you from a message forum. Now, I don't know who banned you. I'm not sure what the reason was that they banned you.
I would have done it if I could, because he kept on reporting spam, but I don't really know how to use the system.
Oh, really?
I mean, the guy's out of control with hassling people, and, you know, he comes unglued. Dave, you come unglued when people call you names, so people call you names to watch you come unglued.
Someone called you fat or whatever.
Well, I feel they were kind of silly because I'm at kind of average weight. But the fact is if you can't let some comments that people make to you, especially on the internet, slide off your back like water off a duck's back, then you're going to have nothing but trouble. Some people are going to finally get irritated and then start messing with you.
I don't like being called names.
I know
am not
you
a
don't.
Leech. I am not a
you know
pedo.
What I don't like, Dave? The same call every single night. Have a good night. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line.
You know, I don't know whether people are mean to Dave because they're just mean or whether they get to the point where they're like, this guy He just irritates me so much, I'm going to start messing with him. And just to watch him, I mean, you know, just watch him go bananas.
You don't think there's a solution there? You don't think there's a way to solve that problem? You don't think there's something we could have said, some information there we could have provided?
I would concur with you that there is always some, you know, string of words that you can put together that will make the situation better than it was. I believe that words are the closest thing that we have to magic on this planet. Maybe music, I'm not sure. I get kind of messed up there. But, you know, I guess I'm frustrated. I'm at the end of my rope with Dave, you know, and his particular aspect of mental illness where he just fixates on people that call him these three things, leech, pedo, and what was the other one?
Those are the two main ones.
The leech and the pedophile.
Where does leech come from? Why would somebody...
I think he
claimed he's on welfare.
He gets some
like
kind
that.
Of check for something somewhere. And on Free Talk Live, I do not believe that you, if you take government money, are a leech. I don't. I think that's a much better term for a politician or a bureaucrat. But, you know, not for just somebody who's getting some kind of government check. I wouldn't claim that. However, if it's going to whip somebody into a frenzy, some people are going to do it just to watch somebody get whipped into a frenzy.
Yeah.
And otherwise, if all you have to do is see Dave's posts, his pedantic, rambling posts on the BBS, and you'll understand why these people are messing with him.
Okay, well, you know, I just, you know, you hear a call like that, you hope you can help.
Okay, so you're new to Dave, right?
I'm brand new to Dave. Yeah,
yeah. You've only encountered Dave for once, twice, maybe.
I think that was it right there.
Okay, so he called several weeks ago, and we did approach him. First, I thought he was a troll, and then I watched his YouTube channel, which is Hudson Valley Guy number one.
Oh,
I think
he has a YouTube channel.
He has a few actually, but this main YouTube channel, he's got over 1,200 videos, and so I took the time to watch some of his videos, and I turned my opinion. I actually apologized to Dave for thinking that he was a troll. I thought he was just faking us. But no, he really is serious. He really seems to be upset by how he's treated online. And as we started learning more about Dave, we started trying to kind of help him out and talk to him about the issues that he experiences with conflict with people online and how to resolve that by, well, leaving those areas of the internet that you don't get along with people.
Yeah. But Dave's comfortable with his system with dealing with people, which is really a bad system for dealing with people. Like, you would call Dave a jerk or an a-hole if he wasn't afflicted by whatever the mental illness he has, right? So he has no interest in new systems for dealing with people. He has interests in dealing with people with his old systems and just having people act differently.
The
very definition of insanity, right?
Complaining about it incessantly. Now, after we had this conversation with him, he kind of shifted to other topics. He would call in about other things. So the very first things that he called about was what you just heard. So the first few times he called the show, he was frustrated over being called names online. And we had a lengthy discussion one night that actually took three segments of the show. So it's not like Dave hasn't had plenty of time on the air. We spent a lot of time one night really getting into the detail on, you know, why it is that people behave in certain ways online and not in real life, and, you know, how you can change your approach. Like, for instance, Dave likes certain things, like he likes Hot Wheels and he likes Transformers. And so I suggested to Dave that maybe he should go on to places on the internet where he'd be able to be around people who are like him or share some interests, rather than going into Craigslist and going on to whatever other local forums with just kind of general audience people who may be more likely to kind of pick on Dave. But then we started to see how Dave behaved in our chat room, and he wasn't just being normal and nice to people, he was being mean and obnoxious.
Can you think of an example of something that happened in the chat, just so I can...
Well, I can't I can't watch the chat on a regular basis.
You could go on our BBS, though. I imagine there's still several of his posts all over the place.
Many,
there.
Many, many of his posts.
Yeah, so feel free.
He posts prolifically.
Yeah,
so sometimes it'll just be one of these walls of text. I am not a leech. I am not a pedophile. I do not do this. I do not do that. And then repeats it over and over again in giant red block letters.
So yeah, he's come back to it now after having cycled out of it and gone into calling about different topics like losing his job or trying to find a new job. So we were able to talk to Dave about different things, but now he's come back around to the whole I'm not a leech, I'm not a pedophile thing. And I'm sorry, you can call Free Talk Live once a night. We have a rule here. It's a maximum one call per night rule. I don't mind from hearing the same caller, you know, over and over again.
Sure.
But bring something new to the table. Don't call Free Talk Live about the same exact topic every single night. It's one thing to call one night on one topic and then maybe continue with a different point on that same topic another night. That's fine. But to come back and hit the same points on the same topic over and over again, I'm going to get sick of it. And that's what that's how I've gotten.
Yeah, it's also frustrating too, as the hosts and the creators of this program, that somebody else might view it as their own personal forum to, like, you set up everything, and you know, here you go, sir. Here's the microphone for you to vent.
Well, so, to some extent, that is what Free Talk Live is. It is a place where you can vent, you can bring up ideas, you can ask, and you know, you can inquire.
Sure, but with diversity,
well, what it comes down to is you got to be interesting.
Don't be boring.
Right. Yeah. And Dave is boring as hell. Is if you repeat over and over again.
Boring.
What's that?
He didn't used to be boring.
Well, the first time he called in and said, "I am not a leech. I am not a pedophile." But I mean, you can only hear it so many times.
Right.
You can go and watch his videos at what Poughkeepsie Guy 1 or whatever it is.
No, it's Hudson Valley Guy.
Hudson Valley Guy 1 on YouTube and watch him ramble on over and over about how he's not a leech or a pedophile. Then he can play with his Hot Wheel cars, and then he can videotape, you know, a clock turning from 11:11 to 11:12, and, you know, when it goes from daylight savings time and it moves back an hour, and offering to women the opportunity, if they want to sleep with him with no commitment, that he'll let them do that. I mean, just it's insane stuff.
Some of it's pretty entertaining.
Well, I'll check it out.
Yeah, you should check it out. Hudson Valley Guy, the number one. And he does love the attention. That much is true. He seems to be proud that he's our chronic caller at the moment. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money. But the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want here in the remaining moments of this edition of the show, but we continue on with more every single night of the week. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live? One of the ways you can do that is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There are different things that you can do to help promote Free Talk Live. Everything from printing out flyers and distributing them locally or posting them up on message boards or wherever, to actually going on Facebook and sharing your favorite episode of Free Talk Live, maybe from the last week. Pick your favorite and drop it into your social networking website of choice. There are different things you can do, and we list a few of them over at promote.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for some kind of computer equipment and you have Bitcoins, the best place to go is bitcoinstore.com. They've got hundreds of thousands of items and ready for immediate shipment over there at bitcoinstore.com. And the prices are likely lower than you're going to be able to find anywhere. Go to bitcoinstore.com, check them out. And Ian, speaking of Bitcoin news, did you hear that eBay is now going to be accepting, you're allowing you to sell Bitcoins on eBay under the classified section?
That's good news, although it's not as good as news of them accepting Bitcoins for payment.
Well, I mean, baby steps, man.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that they were prohibited. Before that.
Well, I think that they just weren't, I think that there's some difficulty with getting things done. They, PayPal and the whole thing, they just hadn't confronted what a Bitcoin was up till now. It could be difficult if somebody says, I didn't get that Bitcoin. Well, if they don't accept Bitcoin as legitimate, then trying to show that the Bitcoin was delivered, no, they're not capable of seeing that. But, it would be relatively easy to prove that your Bitcoin was delivered to the address that the person said that it would be delivered to. So, anyway, Bitcoin, taking Bitcoins. eBay, taking Bitcoins. It's interesting.
Absolutely. All right, so let's go back to the phones here, in this case to Skype, where we've got Temper on the line calling from Legal Land. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I gotta kind of admit, I used to be a lot like Dave. In fact, in a lot of ways, I still am. I mean, I remember I had a debate with Larkin Rose, and I just kind of blew up on all that, and I took so much junk for that online. Like, so many people were hating on me. It was just amazing for what I was trying to say. And when I was a kid going to high school, I used to take things so serious, like somebody would call me fat, and I would just, I'd take it so personally. I didn't react the same way Dave did, but I would, kind of shut down effect, and so I would take it so personally that somebody just like was hating on me. And you know what I think helped me the most was large amounts of weed.
Really?
I think that helped me more than anything. Like,
wow.
Right about the time I started, went to graduate from high school, You know, I met a couple of friends, and they introduced me to weed because I had bought into that DARE stuff. I mean, lock, mm-hmm. stock, and barrel. I was a true believer, you know. Mm. And we went skiing one night, and I just hurt myself so bad, and I had read that it helped with pain. So I convinced myself that I should try it, you know, for scientific purposes.
And yeah.
I smoked the largest joint I had seen at that time. They made it extra big because, you know, in honor of my first time. And, mm-hmm. man, I never stopped smoking. That was like 13 years ago.
Now, at what point did you feel like you mellowed out? I mean, you said that you were really upset at what people were saying to you and that marijuana was a big factor in changing your outlook on that. And was it an immediate change or was it down the line? You just kind of realized that you'd chilled out. Was there a point in time?
No, and like I said, I still think in a lot of ways I still get tied up in the people's opinions, and it still affects me way more than it should. It's just now I have the experience where I was actually allowed into like a group, and you know, I'd go and get drunk and everything with them, and I was no longer the outcast guy, and so I got to see kind of like both sides of the coin, and that kind of helped me a lot. My guess is Dave has never had that, where he kind of found a group of friends and kind of evolved.
Yeah, he does appear, at least from his videos, to be a loner. He does say that he has friends in some of his videos, and he references them. But there was one video where he's clear. There are actually a few videos from a few years ago where he's with a lady, and he does talk in his later videos about having a girlfriend. So he certainly has had some level of social interaction with people in his life. But I don't think he's smoked weed. I think we've actually talked to Dave about that before, if I'm recalling correctly, and he's never smoked cannabis. And I think that might not be a bad thing for Dave to give that a shot. See how that works.
The hosts of the show are not doctors and cannot prescribe medicine for medical illnesses.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't have the same effect on everyone. I mean, I remember being a young man and you know, smoking a joint like the one Temper was describing. I did not have a good time. And that doesn't mean that I didn't have good times on weed other times, but yeah, you don't want to just get into it by smoking huge amounts of it. You want to read a little bit. Not that it's dangerous, but you want to read a little bit. You want to have some understanding of what the effects can be.
I think paranoia is a very common side effect of marijuana, and it doesn't sound like it's gonna, you know, that's gonna help Dave at all. Paranoia seems to be part of his problem.
Yeah, see, that's what made me think of that, is could somebody, does it, but, you know, they say this, too, about some medications, like for certain ADD or mm-hmm. hyperactivity, that something that would usually stimulate somebody, will have the opposite effect on somebody else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's completely unscientific. I'm sorry for even mentioning it, but it's possible that, yes, maybe substances could accelerate what Dave is going through in kind of a, you know, an unsettling way for him.
It's certainly possible. Anything else you want to share tonight, Temper?
Well, about your earlier argument or what you guys were saying about, you know, people accept kind of like law as morality, and they accept authority as kind of like a good source of direction. I think that arrives mostly from the lack of understanding of what the things really are. Like, law is not really the things that are written down on the pages. Like, if you really read the old school law books, it was the Bible, actually, and they used to talk about how, like, common law comes from nature. It existed before people. And to understand common law is just to understand, like, the nature of how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
And to apply that in such a way where you have the least amount of conflict. And so when people talk about law nowadays, they're not talking about what I was just talking about. They're talking about the stuff written down on pages.
They're talking about statutes.
Yeah.
Yes. They think that's law, but that's not law. I mean, you can write anything down on a page. I can write down on a page that, you know, anybody who's Jewish is bad, evil, and therefore should die. I think that was written down once. And if people make that mistake of thinking that law comes from a page, then they make the mistake of thinking that that's law. But it's not law. It could never be law because it came after people, and it's a creation of people.
Great points. I like it. Temper, thanks for your call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Really giving out the telephone number 1 minute before the show's over. Did you know that, is it David Byrne from the CEO of Overstock? Is that his name?
Patrick
Byrne. He's going to be at the Liberty Forum.
I saw that announcement today. That's exciting.
It's really exciting. I can't believe that we're going to get a chance to talk to this
guy. We were talking about having him back on the show, so I guess that'll be a perfect opportunity.
I certainly will get him on the air when he's over there. So anybody who wants to go and see him
speak. He's speaking.
Yeah. NHLiberty.org?
No.
NHLiberty Forum.
Yeah. NHLibertyForum.com.
Yeah.
And we do need to verify whether or not the hotel is actually sold out. I have yet to confirm that information because there's a darn good chance it is at this point. But that doesn't mean you can't attend. It's certainly not too late to get your tickets for the event, and I would recommend calling the hotel and just double-checking that that information is or is not the case. Again, there are possibilities for you to share rooms with people. Check out the Liberty Forum group on Facebook. It's probably one of the best ways to find sharing rooms. There's also the Free State Project forums at forum.freestateproject.org, where I believe they also have a Liberty Forum section there. So a great way to get in touch with other people who are going to be coming up there. Even ride shares. People are coming up, driving up from the East Coast or out West or wherever they may be passing through your state, and then y'all can split some gas costs and make it even more affordable to come to the Liberty Forum. We'll be seeing you there. I look forward to it. NHLibertyForum.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. Check out Brett. SchoolSucksProject.com. We'll be talking about tomorrow.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates for 49 cents and special financing. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.